This is Kelly Blewett. I'm joined tonight by Sue Ann Painter, the executive editor at Cincinnati Book Publishing. Welcome.
Thank you, Kelly.
So tell us a little bit about Cincinnati Book Publishing.
We are, I think, an interesting company that offers value to authors who are interested in self-publishing their book rather than going through the agent and big New York City publishing companies. Our authors submit a manuscript in electronic form. I'm the first point of contact. And if the manuscript seems like it will make a good and saleable book, one that adds value to the community, makes a contribution, and is worthy of being out there in libraries and in bookstores, we will notify the author and work with the author on improving the manuscript. I either do the editing, the copy editing, or have assistant copy editors that work with the copy. We have fine professional graphic designers, and very fortunate in Cincinnati. We try to work with all local and regional craftspeople in producing the book, from the editing to the actual print production and marketing and sales. So we have Cincinnati and our universities have turned out some very, very good graphic designers. So the goal for each book that Cincinnati Book Publishing puts its imprint on is that it be a high-quality, professionally published book, that it will look as good as something that has come out of the biggest publishing house in New York City. And I'm very pleased with, I think, the work that we have done in that area. Our book covers are excellent. They're cutting edge and attractive. We do work closely with the author. The author approves and even suggests some of the designs for the cover and the copy. But we make sure that a professional editor has gone through the text and that all the copy is professionally designed in both the interior and the exterior.
The landscape of publishing has been changing so much over the last 15 years or so, really looking at conglomerates, you know, Penguin and Random House coming together. We used to say that there were kind of a big seven publishers in New York, but now right. That number would be smaller. What role do you think a company like Cincinnati Book Publishing plays in that kind of field?
Well, independent book publishers, and there are throughout the nation, and there are independent book publishing associations to which we belong, are filling, I think, a real need for regional publications. You might have noted that academic publishing has been struggling to survive, that university presses have an increasingly difficult time. So we're trying to fill that role, and that's an area I'd like to get into more and more. We recently published a book, Fellowship, The History of the Irish in Cincinnati, by Xavier University, a retired professor of history, Roger Fortin, which is a good example of how we can successfully work with academics and do a scholarly kind of book, which also appeals to a popular audience. And it was published in conjunction with or sponsored by the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick in Cincinnati. So they're all thrilled with it. There's a large audience for it, and we're presently trying to get it in libraries throughout the nation. One of my own books that I wrote was Architecture in Cincinnati with the Architecture Foundation of Cincinnati, which I was delighted ended up in libraries all over the world. So to get the story of our hometown out and its various components is a very important part of my personal mission for the company, and it's the company's mission as well.
I saw that one of your books was about a hotel. Is it a hotel downtown?
Oh, the Terrace Plaza.
And it was someone's dissertation that then was republished as a book and won an award.
Yes. Sean Patrick Tubbs' thesis on Cincinnati's Terrace Plaza Hotel was a book that I sponsored as a Young Author Book of the Year award. It was a huge success. It's now out of print because it sold out almost immediately. And it also won Cincinnati Preservation Award for the Education Award of the Year. Sean was able to get wonderful illustrations for it as well. And I secured some sponsorships, which helped to make it a first-class publication. We now have it in ebook. It is a scholarly publication about an endangered building, which is still very much undecided what its future will be.
And I see here you brought in just a few samples of work, and there's a really a wide range of types of books that you all have published. I wonder if you want to kind of give our listeners a sense of the scope.
Well, my area of expertise is political history and art and architectural history, specifically on a regional basis. In fact, I'm working right now on a proposal to do a series of books on Cincinnati industrial or business history, beginning with the history of banking. It's a subject that's been neglected for a long time. There have not been a comprehensive book on Cincinnati's business history since, I believe, the WPA projects of the 1930s. So this is an area that I'd like to extend, and also more in the line of Dr. Fortin's ethnic history of the Irish in Cincinnati.
So you all love Cincinnati history and architecture, and you're located in a fairly historic place, in Garfield Place, right?
Right.
Could you tell us just a little bit about where the company is situated and how long you've been there?
We're in the LPK Global Headquarters on Garfield Place, which is the old doctor's building, which was one of a series of buildings that were supposed to surround Garfield called the President's Tower Complex. We've been in Cincinnati for the years that we've been in existence, and I was with the Cincinnati Historical Society early in my career, so I did a lot of work on the publishing and marketing of books for the Historical Society. We also do a lot of self-help books.
Which is the most competitive category on the New York Times bestsellers list. It's a category that really moves. You have to sell more self-help books to show up there because it is a very popular area.
Right. And it's one that a lot of amateur authors are very interested in writing about because it's, for most of them, it's both a personal memoir and also giving advice, particularly if they're talking about children or they're offering something that they feel would be useful in life lessons or about health. Gabriella Zuccarello just did a book on the brain for children, on protecting your brain and how important it is, which I was delighted with because so much of the news is talking about the dangers of football and athletics and not wearing a helmet. And we also get a lot of submissions on bullying and problems that affect both physical problems and social problems that affect children.
Well, Sue Ann, thank you so much for coming in to share a little bit about Cincinnati book publishing. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, Kelly. Pleasure talking with you, and good luck in your writing teaching career.
Thank you. I've been talking with Sue Ann Painter, the executive editor at Cincinnati Book Publishing, about the work that she does to make history, self-help, children's books more accessible to writers everywhere. More information on the work of Sue Ann Painter can be found on our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Kelly Blewett.